Dou a Minha Palavra, um podcast e canal do YouTube da Algures para conhecer artistas. São conversas informais sobre a criação artística e a vida. Procura-nos em alguresalgures.pt.
Olá, eu sou a Susana Cecílio e este é o Dou a Minha Palavra, um podcast da Algures. Chegou a terceira temporada deste ciclo de entrevistas e com ela voltamos à conversa e à presença de mulheres que atuam na comicidade. Hoje conversamos com a Jay Thor, artista de rua, palhaça, circense, que vive a vida aberta à comunidade e para a aprendizagem constante. Este episódio é em inglês. Ora, espreitem.
Hi, Jay.
Hello.
Thank you to being here with us in the Algures, in this podcast called Dou a Minha Palavra. And to be with us in the festival, Tem Graça, and welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we used to start this interview asking what is your name, because Tem Graça, Graça is also a way of asking about the name. So, qual é a tua graça?
My name is Jay Thor. I'm performing as Giselle Appel in Holiday on Delay. I'm sometimes also a fire performer as Miss Flames and Firefingers. And these are my two solo performing street art solo women show where I'm traveling. With these both shows, I'm traveling since many years.
Oh. And who is Jay Thor? this is a very difficult one.
It's me. I don't know. Sometimes I'm, as I said, a performer, and sometimes I'm a mother, sometimes I'm a lover, sometimes I'm a very grumpy person, sometimes I'm very nice, and I like to help. Many sides, one person. Yeah, I love to travel, I love to perform. These are mainly my two passions, and to be with my family around.
Wow, beautiful. So, can you describe a little your journey until now? How you start to be artist? Where do you study? And how you arrive here?
This journey mainly started when I left Israel with a dedication to be a street performer. I really felt this inner call. I was a masseuse, like a manual therapist, and a fire performer, and I felt like this cross of being very holistic and white dress therapist during the day and this red monster during the night, and the show business and all this wildness was calling me more. And I felt, oh, I really would like to dedicate my life to this. I felt that the therapeutic world was kind of drawing me to be a woman in men's world. It was lots of psychology and lots of social work with people one-on-one, and I felt that the show world was engaging me, to opening me to more people, exposing me to more free place where I could be whatever I want, wherever I want, and like to connect it with traveling, which was anyway my passion. So I arrived to Europe with this call to professionalize in street performing. There I was in Barcelona. Very shortly after that, I met already the whole juggling crew and the circus crew and the squat houses movement. And shortly after, I met my partner, Jan Manske. He said, you juggle these, he's a Diabolo performer. And with him, we started each one with his solo show. We started traveling around festivals. He was already traveling into festivals. I was like a baby performing me. And through him and through other colleagues, I started opening myself, training in Carampa, in the circus school in Madrid, and meeting more and more of this amazing world of performing, juggling, circus, traveling community. And with this, I am still here in south of France in this amazing circus festival where we travel here with a bus, and now we have a child together. And yeah, years and years after, we still do what we love, and it's simple to be happy. You just need to do what you love. So yeah, this is what I do.
Wow, beautiful. You became another woman with the circles, the clown, your artistic work. So can you talk a little more about this other J-Tor after the artistic work?
I just think that, like, you become more connected to yourself the more you do what you love, the more you develop your inner call and your inner joy, and it reaches other people. I think as a woman is a very great gift to be in the central point, especially in communities where it's not allowed to be as a central point, where you can inspire so many women, also many men and children and all people to come together and to be the focus point as a woman is anyway a very dominantic mission for me. It became in my life to withdraw that call, to transfer that call to beyond the dream, just to translate it into my day-to-day life. So every day, every moment I get to do what I love and to be that person is a connection, a very strong connection to what I chose to be.
Oh, thank you. We are very excited to see your show and that you came for our festival. It would be very beautiful. There is another question about clown in your performance, in your creation as an artist. You play with a lot of techniques, like circle techniques, fire techniques, and clown. How do you do to mix all these influences in your show, in your own show?
So first, I've had this idea of making the show funny. I like making people laugh. I always liked it. And I like the humoristic side of life as well as the poetic and visual part of life. And I just wanted to mix all these elements, and all these ideas were there, but sometimes I needed an external eye, so I took some direction and advices of other people, and bit by bit, try and error, I just tried to bring it into my show, because this is what I love and this is where I feel comfortable. Where things are getting very serious, it's hard for me to feel myself real, because life is not all about being frozen and making very important things. I like to break it down and bring people to laugh. This is for me the highest joy. And when I made it, if I was succeeding in doing that, then I did my full job. This is for me art, humor, clowning. It was always coming the best together. This is where I feel I could deliver my job the best, on the best way. So yeah, I hope I answered the question.
yes, of course. And about this show, the Holiday on Delay, that you bring to Portugal, this was directed by Joana Bassi. How was this partnership?
Joana Bassi was coaching the show, so not exactly directing, but she gave me lots of great advices, and I was working with her in her home. She's a lovely, amazing person. And of course, to hear her story of coming from a fourth generation circus family is just an open book. She's really like an open book. It's been very inspiring to work with her, and I'm very honored that she gave me the time. It felt very comfortable. It was amazing. Every time I meet her, it's really unbelievable that she was there for me, and I'm still, of course, feeling her inspiration. But the show was changing a lot since then, and the inspiration is always there from other people, from places I've visited. It's just like an ever-evolving story. So Joana is definitely one of the initial inspiration of this work.
This podcast is listening, we hope, for very different people. So if you could advise young students of theater, circus, clowning, what would you say?
Go to workshops, take yourself to uncomfortable situations sometimes, dare to play, always maintaining your inner child. Don't be afraid to expose yourself to different situations. And for me, the most helping situation is like seeing someone I really like, the way he performs, she performed, and then talk with her or with him, whether we can work together or whether they teach somewhere. Taking these figures we see in life as inspiration to learn from. Yeah, so for me, workshops are definitely a very beautiful way to learn, but also living this life, traveling, going to places, seeing places, because when we travel, we also travel inside. So it goes both ways, and it's an incredible way to grow as a human being as well as an artist.
It's a kind of opening way, no? This change, another artist, for me, is also a very important way of growing as a person, human being, and artist. Do you have some artists that are an inspiration for you?
Many. But I think I will just say in general, these are the characteristics of these inspiration figures for me are the people who can really improvise on the moment and react to every taken moment they see to favor their show. I really admire this talent of people who can just live every moment as it is now for us, for the audience. I admire this kind of talent. Every day, because of this job, this gift of being an artist, I'm exposing myself to other artists to see myself as an audience as well, in the audience watching shows. So this is a great place for me to have countless numbers of inspiration every day as we talk. So yeah, the list is just too long, you know. We won't finish this podcast if I start counting them.
Yeah. To finish this conversation with you, I will ask you, what does your clown, Gisèle Lapelle, tell to J-Tor?
Keep on going. You want it. I love you. We are one. We are family. We are coming from the same origin. So, yeah. I was born from her and she was born from me. So, yeah, we are very well connected. We talk every day, I think, every night. So, yeah, this is a great connection. I'm very glad that she was born and I'm glad to see how she's rolling around the world and making people move in their chair and smile and express and come to me after the show. This is the best thing ever. I'm really looking forward to come to Portugal again.
Yes. Thank you so much to your time to be here with us in this podcast Com Minha Palavra. We'll see soon.
Very soon.
You may, yeah, and thank you once again.
Thank you, Susanna. Thank you very much for having me, and thank you all for watching and seeing. I hope to see you all soon.
Bye-bye. Thank you.